everyone should start valuing their life, valuing their body. And how we're going to do that is we need to come together with the community. That's what we want to get, so people are not isolated, where they're not sitting in their homes and they don't know what to do when they're confused, they're on drugs that they don't want to be on. And how do they start living a healthy, natural life? And that's what we need to do. We're going to start recommending books, podcasts. Like, we want to be that place where people can find their healthy point in their life.
Yo, 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 it's your girl and boy CT. I'm Cindy Barnes.
And I'm Travis Barnes.
And we are the founders of the Overcomers Podcast.
The Overcomers Podcast is designed to help you overcome adversity and live your dreams. Every week, we will be sharing stories of people who found their strength in their struggle. The Overcomers Podcast is sponsored by Journey 333. And that's a lot of threes, so let me tell you what it is. It's fitness, coaching, and nutrition. It is a place where we help you to look better, live better, and feel better, and it is mind, body, spirit. Today, we're going to help you get your mind right with our special guest.
Hello, Overcomer Nation. I am super excited about our guest today. Wait till you hear what she's launching. First, before I tell you about what she's launching, I want to tell you why she's a true overcomer. We're talking about near-death experiences. We're talking about work in a hospice. We're talking about adopting her first two children at 20 years old. I mean, there's some stuff that's about to be shared on this episode today. Make sure that as early as right now, as you're listening to this podcast, you can go to 11.com. I know if you're listening to this show that you care about your health. How would you like to go to a website that's an all-in-one stop for your health, right? A total holistic experience. That's what Lori Curtin's putting together on that website. Lori, super excited to have you here on the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Travis. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Man, I'm just so excited to hear more about your story. And I guess your story does kind of begin back with your first adoption of your two children, right? I mean, it seems like that's where there was kind of a turning point and an awareness and things kind of evolved from there. So tell me a little bit about that. At such a young age, you know, to adopt two children.
Yeah, I was crazy. I was living the life. I was dating a manager from a rock band. I was traveling all over. I was heading to Europe to have this whole other life. And I got these kids in my lap instead. And I just couldn't abandon them. And I moved home to Pennsylvania and started taking care of them. I had no idea what I was doing at 20 years old, but if that's the overcomers, like you just do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and got legal custody of them in the courts. And that brought me to getting married and having my first biological children and realizing how sad our medical complex is in treating women. We know nothing about, the doctors know nothing about how the breast is constructed. We don't learn about women's health. All we want to do during childbirth is drug people up and get them out of pain instead of being with what the Lord created. Childbirth and nursing, became a lactation consultant. I became a doula. From having my first kid to doula as someone, a professional person who is with someone in labor. And so that started really opening up my eyes. I used to teach in the hospitals. I was, 24, the construction of the breast to doctors because they didn't know how the breast was created. So I started making models. They didn't know anything about the use of it, most doctors in out in the field. And that really started my holistic journey of how to be with women and how them overcome the pain of it, of labor. And it's sort of like you're like running and you're doing a marathon. And if someone offered you a ride in the last 10 minutes to get you over the hump, you know, just because you're in pain and it's hard to do, we've sort of downplayed women, like, oh no, you can't go through this pain, you can't do what you're meant to do. And the emotional damage that's done to women with getting C-sections and epidurals and stuff, and numbing women out to that first thing, is when a baby is handed to you and you have no walls up. And that's why I think childbirth, natural childbirth, is so important, because it takes down all your walls. You're in so much pain. If you've done any marathon running or anything like that, you're at such a struggle. You don't have you don't have all the roadblocks up. And so the innocence of having a baby handed to you in that state, the bond that's created between the mother and child is just tremendous. The child would be less sick. The mother will be less sick at 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road. You will find absolutely different medical things going on with the baby.
I had no idea. And it's always interesting to find out, you know, we ascribe, such knowledge when somebody has the title doctor. However, you know, that doesn't mean all knowing, like we often think it does. You know, I've always been surprised at how little nutrition information they actually get during school, you know? So there's a lot of things that, just because doctor's in front of the name, they still need to learn things too. And they need to collaborate with people such as yourself. That's pretty awesome. You said you were living like this rock and roll lifestyle, and then these two kids were just dropped in your lap. How were they dropped in your lap? Like, how did that happen?
I knew the father, and I was there at the right time, at the right place. They didn't have a home. They were going to be turned over to, I was just on my way. I was living in Florida, heading up to Pennsylvania, stopped in Virginia, and the kids who had been kidnapped were found that night. And so it's like the Lord's divine timing to put me exactly where I am today. And that's what seems like chaos at the time, quite often when you look back, is actually the thing that jumps you forward. And actually that's how 11 started, is I had a near-death experience. Well, I had many, because I was in the hospital dying of the swine flu, and I was in intensive care for 5 days and critical care for 5 days. And I had, from doing all these kids, I ended up with 14 kids, 3 biological, the rest adopted, step or foster. And so I needed to find holistic ways of making them better and healthy. And it's that whole mind, body, spirit, earth thing, what we're eating, what we're growing, what we're consuming with our eyes, what we're watching on TV, how we speak to our children. Everything matters when you create holistic health. And I think that's where our medical field is, allopathic, is failing, is we seem to have that Newtonian way of doing things. We're dissecting and looking at just the eyeball or just the throat. And we're a whole being. And it's when you go to the doctors, they should ask you, if all of a sudden you're having intestinal problems, are you emotionally sound? Is anything going on at home? No, they don't ask that. You know, here, take a pill. And so that our goal is to get at 11, is to get away from that, to get back to a near-death experience. I had been doing homeopathic and essential oils. I was trained in it. But I didn't do energy work. I didn't really know anything about energy work. This is in the 90s. When I was doing all that, but 2011, when I had my near-death experience, and the Lord said, this isn't your time. And I probably went to the other world maybe 10, 15 times during that 5 days. I just could not stay in my body. And it was the most unbelievable feeling in the world. It's like the words, this is the grace of God. When I would leave my body and I would just like float up to the ceiling and go in the presence of the Lord, there's a wholeness and a oneness that people talk about. You can't really explain. It's like childbirth. You don't really know what it is like until you're through it. It's the same thing. And the Lord just said, your body's dying, but it's not your time. And you came to do something in this world, and you're to go learn energy work and be a hospice caretaker. in energy work, I was like, okay, I'll figure out what that is. And I became a Reiki master and a reconnection healer. And then I was like, I brought babies into the world, like doing hospice wasn't exactly my thing. Dead, I'd never seen a dead person. I wasn't about being with dead people. And I loved it. It was the best job I ever had. I loved it. And the angels that come to take that person to the other world are so close and with those people. And you just, if ever anyone wants to have just the most miraculous experience, go train with the Twilight Brigade with Daniel Brinkley, where he started that through a near-death experience, where his motto is no veteran dies alone. And he was told through near-death experience to start a hospice training. And so I trained with him, and then I trained to train people to do hospice.
Wow. What's the result that you've seen from, because it was a download that you got to do energy work. So how did that energy work help you in what I'll call your ministry of hospice work? Like, where did that play a role?
Lots of time holistic healing is healing, not curing. And so when I get on the unit, I was instantly told to go into rooms where people were in a lot of pain. So just by laying hands on someone, you can completely soothe and take away their pain. Now, lots of people are morphine, and sometimes morphine doesn't work, or it makes them sick, or whatever. Like, yeah, there was this one woman who has diagnosed stomach cancer, and she just could not wait till I got on the unit. And as soon as I put my hands on her, the pain would diminish. So I wasn't curing her of the cancer. I was healing her soul so she could pass in peace. And it's not really me that's healing, it's the Lord, and it's the person that you're working on. You're just the instrument, like the pen in a writer's hand. And so the whole thing with energy is you're opening up your crown chakra, and you're allowing the divine to come in down through you, and you're just a vessel. It's like, and then you're allowing, when you put your hands on someone, you're allowing that the divine love and light to flow through you into that. Because we're all energy beings.
Yes, right.
You know? And so everything is energy. And I know that there's a big thing about that, you know, recycle, wear recycled clothing, do all this stuff. But the recycled clothing is plastic, and your body is the largest organ. So what are you absorbing into your system? When you use all these toxic chemicals in your clothes and just constantly, the residue does not wash all the way out. So what are you rubbing into your skin constantly? And then we wonder why we have so many diseases and why we're so sick, is because we're not aware of that everything has an energy field to it. And like, why do you feel so amazing when you go to the beach? It's because you take your feet off, your shoes off, and you put your feet in the sand, and the earth is made to revitalize your energy. So what do? We wear shoes with plastic and rubber soles that stops that energy from coming in. So that is, so you can get 100 times feeling better by just taking your shoes off with low energy and just walking around in the ground, grounding yourself. Because like, if you put two little electrodes on your arm with a little Geiger counter thing, and you're wearing shoes, it will be pegged all the way down. It's the minute, the second you step your feet on the ground, it goes all the way up. It recharges your body. That energy shoots up through you, and it's an instantaneous thing. So the first thing that you should do when you're not feeling well is go ground yourself, get that energy. And so with the electronics, we're sitting in front of the computers, we have the phone to our head. All of that is energy that's affecting our biofields, infecting our auras, and that is becoming a problem. So what do we do to combat that? And that's part of what we're doing with 11, is how do we give people the knowledge that if you're going to use your phone all the time, you carry shungite with you. It absolutely absorbs most of the EMFs coming off. Put shungite near your computer or a smoky quartz. crystals, the reason why people get involved with crystals when they do energy work and all this holistic stuff is because you start feeling the energy off of things. So people naturally gravitate to things that oils, essential oils have an energy to them. Natural medicines have an energy, plant life. So you'll find that a lot of holistic practitioners and things carry and wear these things around them because it keeps your energy up.
Really good. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want to interrupt. You have more to add to that. So please do.
Well, that's with the energy. So when you're when someone's sick, like say you have a fatty liver or something, people have liver, but you take too much ibuprofen, you're drinking too much, you're eating a lot of food that has a list this big of toxic ingredients in it. How do you combat that? Well, sometimes every part of your organ, all your organs, your body have different energy to them. And so if you're low in energy and your liver is failing, it doesn't have the energy in it to heal itself. So that's where all this energy work comes in, whether it's reconnection or Reiki or doing yoga, grounding yourself, is you're channeling energy into the body where it doesn't have the energy to do it itself. And that's how that works. And sometimes you just feel calm and peaceful. And it's not a one-stop shopping. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go get Reiki once and I'm completely healed. No, you might, just like you take medicine over and over again, you might have to go to a Reiki master quite a few times, or go to a chiropractor and get your body realigned, because it all has circuits in it. So how are those circuits flowing to keep your body in homeostasis where it's all, everything's working together? And so you don't want your body doing the Newtonian physics things where everything's working separate. You want it to start doing it where everything is working together. And that's what our goal was. And so through my near-death experience, once I learned hospice, got that all down, I did Reiki, and a friend of mine who's a co-founder, and Brian, my sister, and I did. And he's like, everyone should experience this. And he said, why don't we do a Reiki app? And all of a sudden, everything was downloaded into me about what 11. The name, everything is like, no, this is going to be, we are going to create a community for everything holistic. Mind, body, spirit, and the earth. So it's also permaculture, what we're eating, how we grow things, everything. So people can come to one spot and find a practitioner that you can see their ratings, you can see what they do, you can do a 15-minute call, free call with them beforehand, have a conversation with them to see what their practices is and how many people have used them. And the best thing about it is completely free to sign up.
Wow, completely free. You know, that was going to be my next question. You've been through so much, you've learned so much, you've learned that there's not just like one path. You know, we're not on here today where you're just telling people go use essential oils or something like that. You're on here today and you're talking about grounding, and you've mentioned chiropractic, and you've mentioned Reiki and all these types of things. You have this goal, which is to change the way the world sees health and wellness. Don't know if that you would say that's the exact mission that you're on. However, you know, with the way that the website's coming together and, you know, making it free to people and giving them these outlets, it would seem like that. So when you have this vision of how the world will be different because you are here and because 11.com exists, what does that mean to you, like to change the way the world sees health and wellness and what you plan to do with this website?
So when you feel vibrant and alive and healthy, you care about the world. When you feel sick or your child's sick, you do not care. You don't care what the government's doing. You don't care if they're poisoning us with what they're putting in the water or spraying the skies with. You don't. You get tunnel vision. Everything comes in and focuses within that little nuclear family, and the whole world could be going to hell in a handbasket, and you really just don't care. Because when you're sick, you just, even me, I'm sick with a bad cold and my head stuffed up and I have a sore throat, which I almost never get sick. I don't care what's going on around me. I feel I want to get better. Yeah. And so what we've created is a world of sickness, or if we're not sick, we're tunneled into our computers and our phones and stuff like that. And we at 11 want to bust that wide open to give people all sorts of opportunities and chances. What might work, acupuncture might work on one person and not another. Reiki might do great for one person and reconnection for another, because we're all energy beings. So our energy is going to react differently with different modalities, just like with pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. And so our site is completely free to sign up. You can make your profile. But if someone books you, then we charge 11% to keep the platform going.
Right.
And nothing comes out of your pocket unless money is coming into your pocket. And then we have go to our site, sign up. We'll send you a newsletter. Contact us. We also want to be the largest database of holistic health out there. That is our goal. And so we will have podcasts. We have blogs. We have the healing library. So if you know something holistic that you think is just amazing that helps people out, send it to us. We'll review it. Then we can put it on our healing library. We want to know what the grandmothers who are all passing from this world at this time, what did they do for holistic health when they were younger?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, we want to collect all that information. So in our site is eleb3n.com. That's 11 spelled with the 3, eleb3n.com. And you can go there, sign up for our newsletter. That way we can keep in contact. And we're onboarding practitioners now when you see this podcast. And come help us. Let us know how the site is working. We've been working on it for so long, we can't really see it objectively like other people see it. Like, get on. Like, tell your friends. Come and, you know, peruse the site. It's completely free to do that.
Yeah. And
we want to create a community where we can put people like you on, where people can find one-stop shopping to find these people. How do we promote a world of holistic, healthy people where people understand everything that they're doing has an effect on their body and the earth and their families, the world. And our next iteration, we're going to have a app and a marketplace, probably doing marketplace first. Because we want to be able for people to sell their holistic wares also.
Very. Let me ask you this. You said off the air in a communication that we had that you're saving the ancient forms of healing from around the world. And I mean, we know Reiki would be one of those ancient forms. But when you're talking about that, is do you kind of consider the site a place of preservation as well? Like, you know, you want to bring in these holistic forms that are sometimes even forgotten or that people are unaware of the possible resource.
Yep, absolutely. Like one of the things we have is I have a gentleman who passed that I was friends with since I was little from Serbia. And his ancient form of healing sunburn was yogurt. If you get a bad sunburn and you put plain yogurt on your face or anywhere where you're burnt, let it dry and then replenish it where it's absorbed in, you can stop the chemical reaction of a sunburn. And yeah, you wash it off, keep it on for about a half an hour, and your skin feels amazing because of lactic acid, but it stops that pain reaction of that causes the blistering and the peeling and all that stuff. We have used it in our family for my whole life. And it really just does change the skin. So it's things like that. Those are the type of things when we put on. It's like very simple things. Our goal is, we don't have it up yet, but you can just type in a symptom and then all the different things. Like if you have a backache, what's great for backache? When it's chiropractor care, Reiki, to different essential oils that heat up and soothe, that penetrate the blood-brain barrier of things. So yeah, we want to make it where you like a Google or Etsy or Amazon, where it's a one-stop shopping for holistic health. So come help us, be part of our team. That's what we're looking for, and donate.
Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome. Another overcomer thing.
Hey, I'm
a lot to do this.
I'm excited to go there myself and learn about all these natural remedies. I did not know about that yogurt one, and that is good to know. Good to know, because I do like to visit Sunshine as often as I can.
Yeah,
you know, on our wallet journey, on every wallet journey, which Journey 333 is the sponsor of this podcast, we say never give up. And I know that that's one of the things that you mentioned, is never giving up in the face of adversity.
Yep.
The true recipe for success, right? We just hang in there a little longer than others do that fail. What does that mean to you when you think of never giving up in the face of adversity?
That has been my whole life. Absolutely my whole life. And so I have never not had adversity with all the kids I've had, my younger years with formative years of my parents. I had a brother who fell off a cliff, a sister had her head kicked in by a horse. We were always in some sort of trauma, overcoming. And that's what we just did. We overcame constantly. And so this getting 11 off the ground has taken 8 years. We started this 8 years ago. It's been a journey. There's a big pharma does not want us doing this. This most natural medicines, you can't make money out. You're playing with plants and oils and energy. So it's not a money maker that a big company can come in and harness that and sell it. Mm-hmm. And that's the big difference between allopathic and naturopathic medicine.
Awesome job on your perseverance. You know, when you have a dream and when you feel called to do something, to persevere through 8 years to arrive at where you are now, you deserve a pat on the back and just a congratulations. And I'm inspired and I admire that. So good job to you. Really cool.
That's
so good. What has kept you going? Are there mantras? Is it the past experiences of people that you've worked with? I mean, what do you tell yourself to persevere through all that you've persevered through to, rise to your calling?
The only time you fail is when you don't get up and do it again. And so failure actually isn't an option. You just get up and do it. And that's just what it is. And when the Lord tells you, we're a Christian-based company, and when the Lord tells you to do something, you do it. Because I've been to the other world, and I know I'm going to face him one day, and I want him to say, you true and faithful servant, well done.
Ah, so good. So good. Yeah. What does it mean to you to be a Christian entrepreneur? There's a lot of great Christian companies out there, Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, different companies that represent their core values very well through different things that they do. So what does it mean to you to be a Christian entrepreneur?
Well, we start every meeting with a prayer, and we're always inviting the Lord in. So there's no sidestepping where you're out of integrity. Mm-hmm. And so we bring everything back to God all the time. It's just what the Lord would want us to do. Is this how we should behave? Is this what we act? Is this what we should have in the sight? Like, we have no pornography, no witchcraft, anything like that on the site. It's just like, if we do not see that, and when we go to the Lord constantly in prayer and say, is this what we should be doing? And so that's what it means to me. It's like, I'm not relying on myself to have this be the most spectacular thing for people out there. Because the whole thing is to give people a different life, to give them different options, to get them off of all the pharmaceutical drugs that they're taking. Sure, if you have to take one, always go and talk to your doctor first. Absolutely, 100%. But there's different ways of healing that don't have side effects, that can heal from the side effects from drugs you're taking. And to just teach people, give them the opportunity to learn. So when you go on our site, there's all different modalities, and you can read about them in the privacy of your own home and say, wow, that is really interesting. Now, will we have hopefully we'll have practitioners all across the country in each modality, but that depends on all of you, everyone who's listening, everyone who we're contacting, like, come on aboard. Let's create something different. Let's, you know, and you don't have to do it all at once. Like, stop using chemicals under your arms. Stop, you know, do a natural deodorant, do a toothpaste without fluoride. Make your own laundry detergent. Pick one thing and do that till it feels comfortable, and then pick the next thing. And we'll have all in our newsletter. So if you go to 11.com, sign up for our newsletter, we have DIYs that we'll have them every month that how to do these things.
That was kind of my next question. I was like, boy, you just gave us a few things to think about that we could take steps in a healthy, natural direction. Do you have a top three or five things that if you're encouraging somebody to move in a healthier direction away from some of the contamination that we have on a regular basis, what are those things? Or did you just list them?
I think that would be the top things. Like the fluoride that we have in our toothpaste is not natural fluoride. There is natural fluoride in there. This is from a toxic waste. If you look it up, they didn't know what to do with this toxic waste. They weren't allowed to dump it. So they started putting it in the toothpaste and water. It's criminal. If you look at the aluminum that's in deodorants, that goes right to your brain, that keeps you in that brain fog, keeps you from not thinking. There's tons of natural deodorants out there. I made a little video of me making my own natural deodorant. Find one that works for you. You're not going to necessarily find it first time, but be willing to go out and take your health into your own hands, because this is all a temple. This is all we get this time around. Like, we are given these bodies and this life and this our families, and how do we best take care of that? And part of it is exercising. Like, how are we taking our 5,000 steps a day? If you can't run, are you walking every day? Or what are you eating? To take out one of the junk foods. Start eating things, most of your food, with a single ingredient. And that's the problem, is we are eating foods with such things that we don't even know what they are. And now they're saying they're going to put crickets, powdered crickets, instead of flour in some of the food. Like, well, we don't know what that's going to do. Like, there's not testing, and there's not ability to understand what these things are doing. And FDA doesn't do anything. I mean, they pass drugs that cause all sorts of the list of effects are horrendous. So
you know, you've given us so much to think about today in Overcomer Nation. I'd say if it piqued your curiosity, first of all, go to 11.com, and that's ELEV3N.com. Is there any other way to get more of you, Lori? Is there any, like, if people are like, wow, I really love everything she was saying, I want to engage with that girl more often.
Yeah, contact us on 11. There's a contact page. There's that we have. We're just starting to put things up on YouTube. We have a Facebook. We have Instagram. We're on Rumble. And there is a music group that has 11 the same way that we spell it. So sometimes you have to go through a little bit to find us, but we're there. Okay. And we will be contacting. We'll be going to trade shows, so we'll let people know what trade shows we will be at. We will be at the Reawakening tour with General Flynn and a bunch of other people in Detroit in June. That's our big trade show thing that's coming up.
Reawakening Detroit in June. Okay, that's great to know. Great to know. Is there anything else that I should have asked you that I haven't asked you today?
Let me think. Like, everyone should start valuing their lives, mm-hmm. valuing their bodies. And how we're going to do that is we need to come together with the community. And that's what we want to give, so people are not isolated, where they're not sitting in their homes and they don't know what to do and they're confused and they're on drugs that they don't want to be on. and how do they start living a healthy, natural life? And that's what we want to do. We're going to start recommending books, podcasts. Like, we want to be that place where people can find their healthy point in their life. Because there's so many things. People are healing from taking ivermectin or fenbendazole from cancer. I know for a few people now who were said, go home. It's, you know, your life is basically over. Put everything together. Do your last will and testament. And now, 6 years later, they're still alive from doing natural things. So that's what we want, those studies out, because the pharmaceutical companies can't make a lot of money on those things. They're cheap. And so they're not going to promote them. Pharmaceutical companies trying to make more patients. They're not trying to heal you. And that's the difference with natural, is like the doctor isn't looking at your whole body and say, how can I make you amazing again? And that's the difference between naturopathic and allopathic, is that the naturopathic doctor wants to look at you and say, how can I make you complete and whole? Not all allopathic doctors are like that. I'm not going to say that. And it, you know, I had the swine flu. My husband had that's another overcomer thing. My husband fell off the roof 2 years ago, taking a tree off my mother's roof, and fractured his pelvis in 4 places, and to walk and everything all over again. And that caused a blood clot in his heart. And then he had a massive stroke.
Oh my God.
And so the doctors have not done anything for him, nothing at all. And so now there's a modality called BIT, brain integration therapy. And he can get on the table with Lisa, and within a 2-hour session, he can get up off the table and talk.
Wow.
Where he has words and sentences and ideas, and so that's the type of thing we're talking about, where the doctors say, you know, nothing really we can do to you, your brain is damaged, where this gives an opportunity that, no, there is other things that you can do.
Really good. Overcomer Nation, if you know somebody that's had a stroke, a loved one, someone that you care about, you yourself, what's the name of that therapy?
It's called BIT, B-I-T, Brain Integration Therapy.
Brain Integration Therapy. There's just so much out there that we don't know about. And I loved your call to action about community. You may be sitting here today just thinking, geez, I just don't know these things. You're right. You know, join a community where you can find the answers, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Just, you know, when you get involved in a community, not one of us is as smart as all of us, right? So don't try to do it alone. That's so good. So good. Well, Lori, any final words for our audience?
Yes, because come and sign up. Tell people about us. 11got.com, that's ELEV3N.com. The 3, as you can see behind me, people who are just maybe listening, it's an OM sign. So the OM is the sound of God. Like, people, when they go to the other world, they hear this OM, the sound, and it vibrates in your pineal gland and actually can decalcify it. It breaks up the calcification in your pineal gland. But it also is the sound of the universe. So when people like NASA goes out and puts speakers in the universe, they hear that OM sound. So by having the OM there as the 3, that's bringing God into everything we do, which is vitally important. So it's ELEV3N, and that's why the 3 is there. It's also the Trinity. So we're always trying to bring the Lord into everything that we do. And the colors are for the crown chakra. The green is your heart, and the purple is your crown chakra. So what you see spiritually has to come through your heart, and what your heart has to come through spiritually. And then the blue, where they blend, is how you're speaking your truth. So all of everything that we do tries to be holistic and well-rounded. And so you can go to 11.com, ELEV3N.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Or if you're a practitioner or client, sign up, peruse our site. It's all free. You can make a wonderful whole profile that tells you can write what it is you do. If you have more than one modality, say you're a Reiki master and a massage therapist and a chiropractor, you can list all of them. and you can make a calendar where you can see all those different set schedules for everything. So
thank you for the explanation of your logo. I mean, it makes me want to have it as a tattoo or something. I was like, that's great. That's awesome. That's terrific. Really good. Well, so many knowledge bombs shared today. I recommend not only listening, of course, thank you for listening, but go back and listen to some of those things. Get your notepad out and then go to 11.com to learn more. Thank you, Lori, for being on the show today.
Thanks for listening, Overcomer Nation. Make sure if you haven't already, give us a 5-star rating. Make sure that you share this and subscribe so you can see all of our future content.
That's right. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future show, go to overcomers-podcast.com. If you're interested in our franchise opportunities with Journey 333, then go to www.journeyfitness333.com. And finally, if you like what you heard today and you feel like you're somebody that needs a bit more coaching, go to travisbarnes.com. Yeah! Overcomer!